The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Don't sleep tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I welcome you again into this service. I trust God that you will not return back home the same in Jesus' name. I say you will not return back home the same in Jesus' name. You have denied yourself of sleep to be in God's presence. I pray that your expectation of being here tonight will not be cut off in the name of Jesus. I say it will not be cut off in the name of Jesus. I pray that God will show himself to you tonight in Jesus' name. The night carries power. Those that take the night serious have something to show when they appear in the day. Those that travail in the night, they prevail in the day. Those that wait on God in the night, they don't waste during the day. Those that deny themselves of sleep, they don't decay during the day. The night has power. And we're in the days of God's power, where only those who can pay the price can go with the goods. You're not ready to pay the price? You move with the bandwagon of lazy people. Then you deny yourself of the golden opportunity of receiving what God has. My friend, I've made up my mind. Whatever it will take, this year must be different. And I want you to also make up your mind. Whatever it will take, I'm not going to pass through this year again and come out with empty-handedness. No. For you to do that, you must be ready to pay the price. Supernatural help for positive changes. Supernatural help for positive changes. It is God's desire to change our levels and to change our destiny. He loves that. That is his delight. And he also knows that the world is waiting to see what we will become. According to Proverbs 8 verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. They are waiting to see what we are going to become. But I'm certain tonight, there's many that are waiting to see what your life will become. God is going to dazzle them in the name of Jesus. I say God is going to dazzle them in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Those who are waiting to see what God will do in your life, they will be surprised at what he's going to do in your life in the name of Jesus. Romans 8 verse 19. Romans chapter 8 verse 19. Now, did I say Proverbs? Oh, sorry. That's a slip of tongue. Now, in Psalm 126 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 126 verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, they were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. Your mouth will be filled with laughter today. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord had done great things for them. The Lord had done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Between now and the few hours left in this year, God will make you glad. He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Oh, God is going to make you glad in the name of Jesus. You must realize that positive changes is a function of supernatural help from above. In Romans 9 verse 16, the Bible says it. So then it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. So your life cannot be better than the level of God's mercy, what you can also call God's help. Every great man or great woman you see is a product of God's help. Every great man or great woman you see is a product of God's help. Is a product. She's a product of God's help. What is supernatural help? Supernatural help simply means receiving assistance from God. The receiving of assistance from God by a man for that man's benefit and advantage. The help that God gives to you is for your own advantage. It's not for God. Doesn't need anything from us. God doesn't need anything from us. Anything he does for us is for our own advantage. Somebody's here tonight. God will give you something that will produce an advantage in your life. Supernatural help also means the receiving of grace and mercy from one's maker. Receiving of grace and mercy from one's maker. It is your maker that knows what can make you. And when he gives you what can make you, that's what you, it means that you have received his help. The help of God is superior to any other help. I think David was one of the people that understand God's help very much. When Mama was leading prayer, she said, or somebody tonight said, David was a man that never lost any battle. I think it was Pastor Moshevi that was saying that. David never lost any battle. He's a man that understands what the help of God means. If you check him very well in Psalms 18 verse 29, say, by my God, I run through a troop. By my God, I leaped over a wall. By my God, I got to a wall. I got to a wall. You understand? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Somebody said, by God, a troop. A troop is like how many soldiers? Eh? More than 1,000 soldiers. He said, by my God, I was in the middle of a troop and they could not kill me. One man was able to battle 1,000 men. He said, by my God, I got to a wall and I scaled the wall without touching the wall. This period is the time somebody here will receive that supernatural help in the name of Jesus. I said, this is the period God will give somebody help in the name of Jesus. Bible says in Psalm 46 verse 1 that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. A very present help. A very present. He's present to help us. Jesus is passing this way. This way, this way. Jesus is passing this way. He's passing this way today. He's here and he's passing. And as he's going around here tonight, you will not miss your own portion in Jesus' name. I say you will not miss your own portion in Jesus' name. David also speaking in Psalm 121 verse 1. He said, I will look up unto the hill. Psalm 121 verse 1. From whence comes my help? I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence comes my help? Where am I going to get help from? I will look around. Where will my help come from? Will it come from Asorok? Will it come from the government house? Will it come from the White House? I will look around. And he now answered himself in verse 2. He said, my help cometh from where? That's where most people miss it. Their help is totally from uncle. Their help is totally, they are totally dependent on one primary source. David said, my help cometh. My help cometh from the throne room of the Lord. My help cometh from the ruler of the heavens and the earth. I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord. I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord. My help cometh from the throne room of the Lord. My help cometh from the ruler of the heavens and the earth. I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord. I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord. When you know where your help is coming from, you don't have any cause to fear. When you know who your real helper is, you are always at peace. Turn to your neighbor and say, relax. God is going to help you. God is going to help you more than ever before. Say that to your neighbor quickly. If your neighbor is sleeping, jack him small. Jack her small and tell her or him or her, your help is going to come from the Lord. Your help is going to come from the Lord. You know, this gives you a holy arrogance. Holy arrogance. You walk with strides. What's wrong with you? You don't look like you have any problem. I don't have any problem. Because what you think is a problem, I will soon receive help from above. What you think is a challenge, help is soon coming from me. What is the value of supernatural help? I'll give you 7 of that. And we'll fire on very quickly. What is the value? What do I stand to gain from supernatural help? What is the value? What is the value of supernatural help? Number one value in supernatural help is gateway to deliverance. Many human beings, even Christians, are in bondage. Bondage of poverty. Bondage of lack, sicknesses, diseases, all kinds of bondage. And it takes the help of God to be free from the shackles of the wicked. Devil is the person that locks a person up and throws the key inside the sea. He locks somebody with padlock and he goes to Lekki and he goes to a beach, maybe the Bar Beach in Lagos. Or the lagoon, and throws the key. It will take God for that padlock to break. The help of God is the gateway to deliverance. In Psalm 94, verse 17, the Bible says, "Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul will dwell in silence." That is, except God help me, they would have silenced me. I say to somebody here tonight, everyone planning to silence you and your family, they are the ones that will be silenced in the name of Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 50 verse 9, Isaiah 50 verse 9 says, "Behold, the Lord will help me. Who is he that will condemn me? Behold, the Lord will help me." I say tonight, behold, the Lord will help you and your family. I say, behold, the Lord will help you and your family. He said, "Behold, the Lord will help me. Who is he that will condemn me?" Who is that person that will condemn me? Who is that person that will condemn me? Who is he that will condemn me? Who is he that can destroy me? The Lord will help me. Somebody is here today. Every padlock that they have hung your life into, every padlock, invisible padlock that your life is in, I decree tonight that padlock is broken to pieces. I said that padlock is broken to pieces. That padlock that is also holding your mouth that you cannot say amen, that padlock is broken to pieces. That padlock that doesn't want you to say amen to your own prayer in this middle of the night, I said that padlock is broken to pieces. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Deliverance is in help. Number two, what is spiritual help? What is it worth? Spiritual help is where you get abundance and favor. Abundance and favor. Every man or woman who desires abundance and favor must know there is a product of help. In John chapter 5, from verse 1, the Bible says that Jesus was preaching and many people were there, and suddenly there were two ships, and he went towards one of the ships, which was that of Peter, and said to him in verse 5, "Oh boy, I want to help you. I want to assist you. I want to help you. I want to change your story." A certain man was there. Now, what am I trying to say tonight? That story is in Luke chapter 5. Go to verse 5 straight. Luke 5:5. "And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and we have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word." Somebody say, "At your word." Somebody's here tonight. God will speak a word to you tonight. I say, God will speak a word to you tonight. God will speak a word to you tonight. Let me hear your amen. Let me hear your amen. Peter was in lack and in penury, and supernatural help went. There were two ships. Why is it that it was Peter's own that he went to? Why not the other one? God will cause you to be preferred above your fellow. I say, God will cause you to be preferred amongst those that you have the same qualification. You enter into a panel for an interview, and there are 50 candidates, and they want to choose one. I speak to somebody here, you are that one they will choose. Supernatural help brings favor and abundance. Now, long story made short, before we could say it, Peter, who was a carbonaire, became a multimillionaire. Because by the time you have shiploads of fishes, ship, not boat load, shipload of fishes. In Nigeria now, somebody says, "I have a shipload of fish coming from Libya. I want to go and clear it." You know that person must be a millionaire. Peter, who was a carbonaire, because of God's help and supernatural selection, became a man of abundance. Friends, the help that you need, that will change your story, is coming for you tonight in the name of Jesus. I said that help is coming for you tonight in the name of Jesus. That help is coming for you tonight in the name of Jesus. Number three, what is supernatural help? Prosperity. 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 Only those that God helps can prosper. Only those that God helps can prosper. God is the one that gives wealth. The Bible says in Proverbs 10 verse 22, "It is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow." It is God that makes rich. It is not work that makes rich per se. He said, Paul planted, Apollo watered, but what? God gives the increase. Your own is to plant. Then maybe you have co-workers, then they water. But you cannot get any increase except God blesses the person. Abundance and prosperity is a function of God's help. That's why I know there's somebody here tonight. That business of yours will receive help tonight. I said that business of yours will receive help tonight. That business of yours will receive help tonight. Before we move further, we are going to pray on those three points. Rise up on your feet. We will start from the last one I just mentioned now. And you will say after me, if you like, still be on your seat. It's up to you. You will say after me in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, send help to the work of my hand and cause it to prosper. Raise your voice and begin to pray. Pray, 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 pray. Send help to the work of my hands. Cause the work of my hand to prosper. cause the work of my hand to prosper. Until you are helped, you can't get abundance. Until you are helped, you can't be favored. To be favored means to be preferred amongst many. You will see after me in the name of Jesus. Father, through your supernatural help, cause me to enjoy abundance and favor. Raise your voice and pray. Through your help, cause me to enjoy abundance and favor. In Jesus' name we are praying. We'll take that prayer point again. I know there is a man here. I think I've told you the story before in this city. He told me the story himself. Who is a billionaire now. He was just going one day and he read in the newspaper that there are some Chinese people are looking for distributors for their goods in Nigeria. He was going for another meeting and he saw it in the newspaper and he went to their office and they loved him and favored him and instantly gave him sole distributorship of their product. Now, today, if you go to that man's house, he shook hands with the president of China and Japan. His business is so large. You know how it is for you to shake hands with the president of a country like China. Why? He was favored. There are many people who were they had capital. He had favor. They had some capital, but their capital failed them. Some went through protocol. He went through favor call. Somewhere went through certificate. He didn't have more certificate like you and I, but he depended on God's favor and his life changed. You will see after me in the name of Jesus. Send me help that will produce favor in my life. Raise your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Send me help that will produce favor in my life. Send my family help that will produce favor for us. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. The help of God is the deliverance from God. We are in a wicked world. Whereby if a man doesn't have God's help, he can easily be destroyed. Let me give you an example. There was a youth copper who went to a school. They posted him to a school to teach there. And he started gathering the students to do fellowship. And the principal said, no way, you can't do fellowship here. There is no way you can hold a fellowship here. And he's banned them from new fellowship. So, he now started gathering them at night on the field. And then one day, he gathered them and they were praising God, worshiping God. Many of them, many students, thanking God, worshiping God. And the principal walked in and said, I say you should not do fellowship in the day, you turn it to the night. He now took torchlight and looked at the faces of all the students and said, tomorrow morning, just know that you have already been rusticated from this school. So when he got home at night, he told his wife, I saw some students, they were doing fellowship. After I told them not to praise it, call the name of Jesus in this place, by tomorrow morning, that is the end of all of them. I'm sending them out of this school. And as the copper got back to his own house, he went to God. He said, God, raise help for me. Why would all these children be sent out of school because they are praising you? Do something. And in the morning, and then the copper went to sleep. The principal went to sleep. In the morning, the wife of the principal went to the principal's room. Good morning, my husband. Wake up on time so that you can go and sack these students or and send them home. Fortunately, they woke up the principal. He could not wake up again. He had moved to the great beyond. That is what the help of God can do for you. When you tap into the help of God, your enemies die without mercy. You will see after me in the name of Jesus. Help that will deliver me from the hands of the wicked. Father, raise it for me today. Oh, yeah, begin to pray. Help that will deliver me from the hands of the wicked. Help that we deliver my children from those that want to destroy them. Send it to me today. Help that will deliver me from trouble. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Luke 10:19, say, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. That is, God himself knows that there are serpents, there are scorpions, and there are powers of darkness. Say, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the works of the devil, and nothing. Somebody say nothing. Nothing. You know the meaning of nothing? Nothing. 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 Nothing shall by any means hurt you. You will see after me in the name of Jesus. In the rest of this year, nothing shall by any means hurt me. Raise your voice and pray right now. The rest of this year, both me and my family, nothing shall by any means hurt us. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Take your seat. What is in supernatural help? Number one, I said deliverance. Number two, I said favor and abundance. Number three, I said prosperity. Number four, what is supernatural help? Success is in supernatural help. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 1, verse 7, and verse 15, there's a boy there called Uzziah. Uzziah. This boy was 16 years when he began to reign. Someone say 16 years. Let me hear you say 16 years. He was just 16 years when God placed him on the throne. If that is not help, what do you call it? At 16 years, he was already controlling those who were 70 years. At 16 years. Now go to verse 7. This same boy. Verse 7 now. And God, let's read it together. Everybody, now look at this now. You must get this. Everybody here now, look at the screen. And let's read it together. One, two, go. And God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwell at Gaza. And you can see that. He was helped against the Philistines. He was helped against the Arabians. That's like talking about Boko Haram. He was helped against those that want. God ensured that he was a successful person. Now let's go to verse 15. Verse 15. And the Bible, let's read this together, everybody now. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the tower and upon bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones with them. And his name spread abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was, you will be very strong. He was not only helped, he was marvelously helped. That is what brings success. He was not only helped in verse 1 to become a king. God ensured that he was marvelously helped. Helping him against his enemies. And of course, successful. I pray for somebody here tonight. Help that will make you a success. We come for you in Jesus' name. Number five, what is in supernatural help? What is in supernatural help? Long life. Someone say long life. Only those helped by God can stay long in life. There are so many things that can kill a man before his time. There's one flying around now, they call it meningitis. I read in the papers, or I think on the TV, they said Nigeria needs 46.1 billion. To clear that virus out. 46.1 billion. Until a man is helped, he can't live long. That's why people that die at old age, they call their death celebration of life. That is celebration of God's help throughout a lifetime. And then those that die before their time, they said with deep sorrow and condolence, that will never be your portion in Jesus' name. What am I saying tonight? Your long life is at the mercy of the help of God. Look at a man like Hezekiah in Isaiah 38 from verse 1. God sent Prophet Isaiah to go and meet and say, use this boy, you are going to die. Pack your load. Get yourself ready. And he ran to God. He said, Father, you must help me. You must. He turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. And said, remember now, that is God. Oh Lord, I beseech thee. That is, oh Lord, you must help me. I must not die now. If you don't want to die now, I want you to shout and say, I will not die now. I will not die now. In the name of Jesus. I will live long. And I put a stamp on it that you will not die now. I put a stamp on heaven on it that you will not die now. Let me hear your loudest amen. The help of God is what brings about elongation of life. The help of God is what brings forth elongation of life. Pray for somebody here today. New help that will result in long life comes for you in the name of Jesus. I said it comes for you in the name of Jesus. Number 5, supernatural help is what brings victory in battles. We heard the story tonight in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 of how some nations gathered against Jehoshaphat. And then they began to, naturally when you have battle, dancing and rejoicing is not the next thing. But these guys knew that there was somebody that can help them. When your faith gets to the level where you can dance in the face of battle, then you must secure help. When your faith gets to the level whereby in the face of the strongest of battles, you can still lift up your hands and thank God. God must help. Life is full of battles. According to Ephesians 6 verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Ephesians 6 verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. In my little life, I have discovered that people are very wicked. As in very, very wicked. It takes the help of God to escape the wickedness of the wicked. It takes the help of God to escape the brutality of the wicked. And I pray for somebody here today, you will not be a casualty. I said you will not be a casualty. That's why you must not be sleeping in the night like this when others are praying. Many have slipped away their destiny. Many have slipped away their destiny. They slipped it away. When your mates are doing daily vigils, daily, they are doing vigils daily, every day, vigil. Somebody is doing vigil once a month and he's still snoring inside the church. I want to believe there's nobody among us here in that category, because you came all the way to ensure you are here. And you must get your full load of blessings tonight. I say you must get your full load of blessings tonight. You must get your full load of blessings tonight. Victory in battles is a product of help from God. Number what now? Number 7, and I'll stop on this. What is in supernatural help? Change of story is in supernatural help. Change of story. That is what you call turnaround. I don't have more time, but you can read when you get to Genesis 32 from verse 24 to 30, the story of Jacob. Bible says that, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. He wrestled. The man said, they must not see me here. They must not say they will see you today. There is one thing I need. Help me. Change my name. Change my story. And the Bible says he was helped. His story changed. If you notice the life of Jacob from this time on, his life totally changed. From this time, from that night that he had an encounter. And it was a night. A night like this. It was in a night like this that this man had an encounter. May you have an encounter tonight. I say, may you have an encounter tonight. I say, may you have an encounter tonight. 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 In the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, as we move on, keys to supernatural help. What are the keys? I just show you the benefits. What do I need to do to get help from above? Number one is called having a feeling of helplessness. Not hopelessness, so helplessness. That is, you just believe that without God, there's nothing that can be done. You are helpless. There is no me without you, Lord. You made me what I am. When I am weak, you're always strong. There is no me without you, Lord. No me without you. I'm helpless. On this matter of my admission, I am helpless. On this marriage matter, you see, the reason why some people are not able to get married is because they are still depending on their beauty. Ah, how is it possible that a lady as beautiful as I am? That's not right. When you want to get help, you go to God as an helpless person. In John 15 verse 5, I'm the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same will bear much fruit. For without me, you can do anything. You can handle that business. You can progress. You can succeed. You can't do anything. You know, I was telling somebody in my office today. It was recently I discovered that it is not having money that builds a house for somebody. You can have money and not build a house. I have a friend of mine who we have been friends for many, many, many years. Many, many, many years. Who started making money even before people like us started knowing what money is. And he's still unable to do it. Why? The help is not there. The feeling of I can do it on my own. When somebody else says, God, Mo wojure, eleda mi, bomo kurintin wo, oju babare, bomo birintin wo, oju mamare. I look up to you. Many of us, your feeling of yourself is what has made God not to help you. Look at David. The Bible said David was playing before God. He did not see himself as anything. His trouser was almost dropping. The wife looked at him and said, look at you, a whole king. He behaved like a helpless man before God. If you want God to help you, stop behaving as if you have the power of your own to do it. There's a slang they normally say that time. I don't know if they say that. They say, now God get power. Now God get power. That's one of the slang I think makes sense in this world. Now God get power. That is, human being doesn't have power. Now God get power. It is God that has power. Turn to your neighbor and say, now God get power. And it will show his power in your life. It will display his power in your life. In the name of Jesus. A feeling of helplessness. You tell God, I am helpless. I am helpless. When this auditorium was being built, none of us who were here at that time ever had it at the back of my mind that we can do it on our own. If we did, we wouldn't be running the kind of prayer schedules we're running here. Morning prayer schedule, afternoon prayer schedule, 6 p.m. prayer schedule, midnight prayer schedule. Your helplessness is what made God to rise to help you. Your helplessness, the way you surrender to God, Baba, without you, nothing can be done. Pray for somebody here tonight. Grace to submit to God, to the extent that he will want to help you. Receive it tonight in Jesus' name. Number two, key to supernatural help is trust in God. It's different from the spirit of it's different from helplessness. Trust. In Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 7, Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 7, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and in all thy and lean not on the on understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct you. That is, he will help you. If somebody is going on a journey now, he doesn't know the way. Somebody now says, please stand up, sir. You are going on a journey and you don't know the way. You now meet me on the way. You now say, good afternoon, sir. Please, I'm going to Wari for a business. Please, can you direct me to the way to Wari? And I'll say, oh, Wari, it's not difficult. From Ilorin here, just take a cab, you go through Ife. When you get to Ife, you go to Monakeke. Monakeke, you move on that road. Then you go to Undo. From Undo, you get to you won't get to Benin. You turn inside. What have I done for you? I have helped him. Your trust in God is what makes God to help you. Your total trust in him. Trust in Yoruba means igbekele. You rely on the person. And I have discovered by privilege, the best person to trust in this world is this God. If you mistakenly go and trust human being more than you trust God, they will break your back. They will break your back. If help is what you need, put your trust in God. This trust is what makes you not to compromise. Somebody says, if you want a baby, follow me to this place. Then take some water. Use it to bath your stomach for 7 days. A liar? No. Somebody says, if you want to have money, follow me to the bar beach. I'll take your bath for you. Forever. We rented an office some time ago, my wife and I, from a man. And the man came to me and said, I can see the way you and your wife are working so hard. You don't need to work hard like this. I can take you somewhere and give you something. This was many years ago, maybe several years ago now. I can give you something. Old man, big man. I said, Baba, forever, till forever, impossible. Hey, these people, all these Christians, I'm struggling here, just be struggling. Your trust in God makes God to help you. I'm sure you must have heard me say many times that what God cannot do, may it remain undone forever. Have you heard me say that before? Mama, trust and hope, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and just trust in him. Can I tell you this? God does not have the capacity to fail you. He can, I'm telling you this with sincerity. God can never fail you. But you have to pass the test of trust for him to rise to help you. Can you see a man of 17 years in 1 Samuel 17, a man called David? He went to a Goliath, small boy. The Bible called him Rudy boy. Small boy, handsome boy. Went to a giant and said, I will cut your head now, and I will give your head to the best of the head. Ah, the man looked at him as if he was looking at an insect. He said, you this boy. He said, am I a goat? What do you think I am? He said, call yourself anything you want to call yourself. He said, I will kill you today. That is what they call trust. Trust is what makes you to somebody to tell you, I'm throwing you inside the fiery funny, burning fiery furnace. Say, what are you still waiting for? Please carry me now. Carry me they go. Baba, carry me they go, they go, they carry me they go. Baba, carry me they go, they go, carry me they go. Baba, carry me they go, they go. That's what trust does. Oh yeah, carry me to the fiery furnace. No. That's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Trust is what makes somebody to tell you, I'm throwing you inside lions then now. Now. He said, is it only lions then? Please don't bother yourself to waste time. Please carry me there. That, all these things I'm saying is no more in 1 Samuel. We are now in Daniel 3, Daniel 6. So, what am I saying? Your trust in God is your ticket for help from God. When you begin to compromise, begin to collect ring from semi-herbalist, you have compromised. You begin to collect magic powder, say rub this powder. You have compromised. You begin to collect all sorts of soap, black soap, green soap, yellow soap, purple soap, this one soap. You begin to collect candle. People are just looking for nonsense. Not ready to pay the price. Nonsense. Instead of you to stay with God, trust in me. Devil say, we will not leave you. Just give devil, you and devil, 7 days. Devil, I am fasting for 7 days. After 7 days, even now your father born you, or you are still staying inside this place. Give me this problem after 7 days. That's 7 days. First 3 days, you spend 7 hours in prayer. Bakataka takatakatwa, ratwa baradia kataya, zikwakatia. He will not even wait. He say, first day, he has taken off. But most of us don't know how to trust him. They will just give you dangle one small carrot. He say, okay, let me just try it. Along with kaju. Number three key to supernatural help is called prayer. In Psalms 72 verse 12, the Bible says, "For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth." Until a man is ready to cry to God, he can't be delivered. He can't receive help. Cry to him. This is my desire. This is what I desire. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. The prayerful are those that receive help. I always tell my friends, I'm not such a brilliant man. I'm a helped man. If you say, so brilliant, it's a lie. It's a product of God's help. And this is driven on the altar of prayer. Lakuta paradia, lekutabe lakwazia, makatialo bragadash, lekutable kazuzwa, renoir de alaziza, ratwa pakadaya, jikwata, fanning the fire, then the fan of help is coming. The more you fan the fire of prayer, the more help runs towards you. Between now and the end of June this year, help from different directions, like 7 different directions, will be running up to you alone. I say help from at least 7 different directions will be running to you alone. Let me hear your loudest amen. This is possible if you fan the fire of prayer. Many Christians are getting weak in the place of prayer. I always say this: if a Christian is not praying, he is playing with his life. There are two things: either you are praying or you are playing. You can't joke with it, and you can't assign somebody to be praying for you. You can't trust it that somebody is praying for you. Yes, somebody might be praying for you, but you can't trust it. Your life is too precious to say that I know somebody is praying for me. You must be up and doing. Somebody say up and doing. Up and doing in the place of prayer for you to secure help. There is nothing you want in this life that is called help that you can't get if you are ready to pray. There is nothing. Many of you have heard the story before of when my wife was about to deliver our first child and the doctor said, this woman can never give birth to normal behavior. It can't happen. Sign here or you want her to die? Found? What do you mean? Impossible. And I busted out of the office, went to the room where she was, and I held her hand and I shook the hand. Lakatikadia, in the name of Jesus. Baby did not waste time to come. Why? Once God can see your trust in Him and your intensity of prayer, He must respond. He must respond. He must respond. You will never miss your help from today. I say you never miss your help from today. And somebody will say, but I've been praying. Help is not coming. Intensify. Intensify your prayer. Do you know that you can plug iron inside electricity and it might not be able to effectively iron a cloth if it's not hot enough? Hello? Are those people sleeping? And you say yes. What's your... Please, we are not... Protocol, please do your work, please. We are not here to play. How can people be in the auditorium and putting their heads on? Are we here for snoring competition? Please, that is nonsense, please. So, I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. I say God will help us in Jesus' name. I say God will help us in Jesus' name. In Hebrews 4 verse 15. Hebrews 4 verse 15 say, for let us wherewith come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and help us in our time of need. I pray for everybody here tonight that the help you need will come to you speedily in the name of Jesus. The assistance you need will come to you without delay in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Hebrews 4 verse 16, I read, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Hebrews 4 verse 16, to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. I need to rush now so that we can have more time to pray. Number 4, keys to supernatural help is called spiritual fervency. Spiritual fervency. Your spiritual fervency makes God to want to help you. Your spiritual fervency. Spiritual fervency has many aspects. Christian service and many other areas. Your fervency in the things of God makes God have interest in you. Hello? Your fervency in evangelism. People are going for evangelism. You find a way to sneak away. Help don't reach such people very fast. You don't reach such people very fast. If you are fervent, God will be very fast to answer you. Very fervent. So you have to keep yourself very fervent. Keep yourself very fervent. Keep yourself very fervent. Keep yourself very fervent. If you really, really, really want to receive God's help. Number 5, key to spiritual help. Live a righteous life. Live a righteous life. Live a righteous life. Live a righteous life. Psalms 55 verse 22. Psalms chapter 55 verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, as he seek God for help, and he will sustain thee. Someone say amen. Amen. And he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Cast your burdens upon the Lord, and he will sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous. The righteous will never have problems securing help from heaven. God is a holy God. And once you live in holiness, there is no way you won't get the best of him. 1 Peter 1 verse 16. We must be holy because he is also holy. He's a holy God. And your holiness lifestyle is the ticket for your help from heaven. Pray from now to tomorrow. If you are still committing sin, lying, cheating, doing things that Christians should not be involved in, your prayer is an abomination. The Bible says the prayer of a sinner is an abomination before God. As you are praying, God is closing his eyes to such prayer. It's like somebody playing, if you are born again, somebody is playing obscene music to you. It doesn't interest you. You just close your ears, or you walk away from there. You walk away from there. It's the same way. As long as we continue in sin, prayer is a waste of time. It's better to go home and sleep. If one wants to continue in prayer and at the same time continue in sin, can we continue in sin and expect the grace of God to continue? No. So until you abandon the life of iniquity, there is nothing called help from heaven. Any help that person gets from Satan, God will never go the extra mile for somebody who is a chronic sinner. No. Number six key to supernatural help is giving and sacrifice. Giving, and of course, giving of sacrifice. Bible says in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you give shall be measured to you again. If you give, you can provoke help from God through your giving. There was a king in the Bible who had to quickly sacrifice his son so that God can intervene to deliver him and send him help so that the children of Israel can withdraw. Until you are ready to go through intense sacrifice and intense consistent giving, consistent help, especially financially, is a mirage. I tell people, there is no amount of money I can need, I will get it. The reason is that God will look at the past sacrifices and the current sacrifices to raise help. Sacrifice must be a consistent thing in your life. You don't wait for anybody to call you to come and give. You yourself, you look at, it's been a long time I gave a sacrifice. A sacrifice is something you give and you feel it. That's what they call sacrifice. Sacrifice is not a normal offering. Sacrifice is something you give that you almost give it in tears. That's what the Bible says in Psalm 126 verse 5, that he that sows in tears shall reap in joy. That's what they call sacrifice. When you give sacrifice, you are almost at the point of tears, because it's something you give, so it's very painful. And I pray for somebody here today, that grace to be sacrificial in your givings rest upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. I can't imagine how a Christian will be spending more money on clothes than he spends on God. How come? The money I spend on things of God in a month, I don't think what I spend on myself is up to 10% of that and my family. Your sacrifice is what makes God to want to help you at all costs. Your consistent sacrifice. If somebody else gets money now, the first thing they think about is how to go to Taiwo Road straight and buy the best weave on and do hair that is dropping down to their bum bum. That shouldn't be the mentality of a Christian. When God bless you, the first thing that comes to you is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything shall be added unto you. God, what can I do for you first? Of course, after you have done your tithe. Your sacrifice steers help from God. That's why you can see two people graduated the same day, went to the same Bible school, probably attended the same church. The result is different. Why? Their sacrifice level is different. It's totally different. So God's response time. Some people will pray, God will answer them in 7 minutes. Some people will pray, God will answer them in 7 years. 7 minutes. Some people will even pray 7 seconds. They have not. Bible say, why you are yet praying, I will answer you. It's as a result of sacrifice. Your sacrifice makes God to send help to you. And number seven, where I will stop tonight because of our time. Keys to supernatural help. Befriend the Holy Ghost. Be a friend to the Holy Spirit. Romans 8 verse 26. Be a friend to the Holy Spirit. Be a friend. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit maketh his intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Be a friend. The Holy Spirit is a helping spirit. If you can befriend the Holy Spirit, you have signed up for help. The Holy Spirit leads, directs, and helps. My prayer for you tonight is that the Holy Spirit will continue to be your friend in Jesus' name. Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.